U.S. President Donald Trump is preparing to address the country Thursday evening, making a pitch to voters for four more years in the White House. The president will speak on the fourth and final night of the Republican National Convention, following his vice president, Mike Pence, who spoke Wednesday night and accepted his nomination to the Republican ticket for a second time. As racial unrest continues in cities across the United States, Vice President Pence told voters, "You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America." He added their opponent, Joe Biden, is on the side of those who want to curb police funding. Biden has denied wanting to defund the police, but rather has said they are open to trimming police spending and using the savings for other community agencies to help curb crime. The former vice president accepted his nomination to the Democratic ticket last week at a similar virtual convention. Follow our coverage of the events on voanews.com. Hurricane Laura ripped through the U.S. southwestern state of Louisiana on Thursday. A 14-year-old Louisiana girl was killed after the storm made landfall and when a tree fell on her house. That's according to the governor's spokesperson. Police say a chemical facility also caught fire in Storm Laura's wake on Thursday morning in the area of Westlake, Louisiana. Hurricane Laura continues to move inland as a downgraded Category 1 storm. Looking at the U.S. stock market, Wall Street's main indexes rose on Thursday. At the same time, the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, rolled out the U.S. Central Bank's aggressive new strategy to restore the U.S. to full employment and lift inflation. Under the new approach, the Fed will seek to achieve inflation averaging 2%. This is VOA News. Russia's military is blaming U.S. troops for a collision between Russian and U.S. military vehicles in Syria's northeast. U.S. officials said Wednesday that a Russian vehicle sideswiped a light-armored U.S. military vehicle, injuring four Americans. At the same time, two Russian helicopters flew overhead, one as close as 20 meters from the U.S. vehicle. A U.S. national security spokesman blamed the Russian military for unsafe and unprofessional actions that breached deconfliction protocols between the two countries. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement, General Valery Gerasimov, who is chief of the Russian military's general staff, had a phone call with General Mark Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, to discuss the incident. Russia's President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday the Kremlin has set up a reserve police force to support Belarus's Alexander Lukashenko. Interfax news agency cited the president as saying it would not be deployed unless the unrest there got out of control. The comments triggered a response from Belarus's NATO member neighbor Poland, which demanded Moscow withdraw any such plans to intervene. Coup leaders have released Mali's former president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, after he was ousted from office and detained for 9 days. The junta and the president's former chief of staff confirmed Keita has returned home, where he was also visited by a UN peacekeeping force in Mali. A group of military officers has controlled Mali since August 18th. That's when they detained Keita at gunpoint and forced him to resign in a takeover foreign powers fear could further destabilize the West African nation. Meanwhile, four Malian soldiers were killed and 12 wounded on Thursday in the violence-plagued central region of Mopti. The killings happened after militants ambushed a military anti-poaching patrol, according to the army. A statement also says reinforcements have been sent to the area of the attack near the town of Kona. Floods in Sudan have reached the highest levels on record. Dozens of people have been killed and thousands of homes destroyed. The flooding comes despite Ethiopia starting to fill the reservoir behind a giant new dam upstream on the Blue Nile in July. The Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam is expected to help Sudan control future floods. Flooding regularly hits Sudan in the summer, but this year's unprecedented water levels have left larger tracts of farmland submerged. Residents around Khartoum are looking anxiously outside their homes for fear of the rising waters. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.